Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. It's Friday the 13th, and this is Project U Radio, brought to you by the Literary Underground. And that little piece at the beginning is actually the theme for Project U Radio. And I don't know if we've mentioned on the show before, but it's composed by someone named Dar Wolfgang, and it was actually created especially for the show. And I like to play it at the beginning because it's, you know, kind of, I think it's kind of catchy. It's a little techno. Anyway, a lot of people have asked what that little clip is that we've played in the beginning. So I'm Lynn Alexander. I'm apparently manning the switchboard this evening, so bear with me. I certainly don't do as good a job with it as Frankie does, that's for sure. And hopefully I'll get Frankie on here soon. Actually, Paul will be calling in later. He's actually at a reading. I believe he's somewhere in the East Bay. I'm not sure exactly, but I know as soon as he gets back, he's going to call in too. So anyway, just to clarify, I know that there has been some confusion, and I do apologize for that. Red Fez Radio actually airs usually on Saturdays, and it's moving to Friday night, and it's going to actually immediately follow this show. They're two kind of different entities, but a lot of the same people, and I think that's where some of the confusion comes in because, you know, let's face it, we're kind of the same crowd, and so whenever you kind of do two different things, people, you know, get a little bit confused about which is which. So one is Red Fez Radio, and one, our show, happens to be Project U Radio, which is a project of the Literary Underground. And although it is sort of the same people, it is actually a different account and a different show page. So what we decided to do, Frank, Paul, and myself decided to do with conversations with Tim is to sort of move them both to Friday, do it back to back. Hopefully it's a little bit less confusing once we sort of, you know, get that established that this is the way that we're going to roll. So anyway, hopefully this will run smoothly. Unfortunately, tonight we don't have a topic. Tonight we decided to actually harass Brian Fugit. As some of you call him, Brian Fugit. And, you know, who better to roast, who better to bother? Brian actually turned 40, and the Cackle Jackal is becoming a man right before our very eyes. And so, you know, we kind of thought that it would be, you know, fun to have a little bit of fun at his expense, because he certainly had a lot of fun at our expense. So let's see. And hopefully we will have him on in a little bit, too. So let's see. What? Just before I even do that, the link to find out about Red Fez Radio so you can head over there after this is over, it's the same as this site. It's blogtalkradio.com, only it's Red Fez instead of Literary Underground. So hopefully that clears it up a little bit. The time zone thing also makes a difference. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I don't remember Brian's area code, what I'm doing is actually looking in my phone so that I can see if he's on first, because I think it would be kind of cool to introduce the Cackle Jackal and maybe let him say a few words before we rip on him too much. All right, so I'm going to actually put Brian through right now. So let's see. All right, so I put you through, Brian. I hope this is you. I hope it is. Are you with us?
Hello?
Oh, now who the hell is this now? Hello?
Hello?
I thought this was Brian. Apparently it's a random douchebag from Ohio. Probably hanging out He's probably hanging out in his house playing with a robotic hamster, probably surrounded by Bengals posters or something, you know, cackling in the corner. What's up? Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks. This is a real honor. And just to let everyone know, I have my webcam on. All you have to do, if you have Yahoo Instant Messenger, all you have to do is go in and add Brian the Zygote 2008. And I'm going to be on all night finishing up Zygote, my copy number 136 online, and let people watch me, because I know it'll be quite the thrill. And, you know, I plan on wearing some of those dependent undergarments that Michelle McDaniel was so gracious to send me in the mail for my birthday.
Well,
so
she said you were out of them. She said you were out of them. Yeah, so she actually had to, yeah, she had to kind of front you a couple cases of those things because, you know, the idea of you roaming around Ohio without your protection was a little scary to us. So, yeah, she hooked you up because, you know, you were running low, from what I understand.
Yeah, she hooked me up really good. Yeah, it was my intention. I was going to wear some to the Cleveland reading and try to, you know, read poetry while I stand there and pee myself and poop myself, but you know, they're a little expensive, so it was nice that Michelle could afford to you know, put the postage alone for sending, you know, some thin undergarments. You know, it's got to be pretty hefty in these times, but yeah, I'll be wearing some of those tonight and editing as I get my coffee and trying to poop and pee myself, because that's something I've always dreamed of doing. Is
you've had like a fantasy about that? Well,
speaking of, for everybody.
Well, speaking of pissing yourself, I'm going to put Frankie on. I'm going to put him through. So, Frankie, you're on, just so you know. So you don't, you know, in case you start muttering profanity under your breath, you know, we can hear you. So I just want to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
sitting
cool?
Sitting on toilet. Mm-mm. Sitting on toilet. Mm-mm. Sitting on toilet. Mm-mm.
What else is new?
Flush.
What else is it? Wait a minute. This isn't Red Fez Radio. You know, I didn't think we sat on toilets on this show.
This isn't Red Fez Radio?
No.
Man.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh.
All right. Well, since I'm here, I do have to say that Mr. Brian Fugier. Hi, Brian. Hi. Hello.
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 Call me Puckett or Fuck
it. Oh, cool. I can call you Fuck It. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's after
10. No, just kidding.
Yeah, I can say Fuck It now. Okay, cool. I just have to say that Mr. Brian Fugier has brought a lot of joy into my life ever since meeting him. I remember my very first conversation with Brian Fugier. My very, very, very first one ever. It was actually an IM through Facebook. And like many people, Mr. Brian Fugier was under the impression that I am Nuwamba Flamingo.
Well, that was a hell of a story.
And, yeah,
what
it
happened?
Was.
We're losing you, I think.
Well, yeah, I was very flattered by this because, you know, there's very few people in the world that I would like to be compared to, and Nuwamba Flamingo is definitely one of those people. And what I was really confused about when Brian Fugier asked me, hey, are you Nuwamba Flamingo, was the fact that, you know, I don't wear ski masks. I don't wear tutus. And, you know, I didn't know Brian Fugier at the time. And whenever Brian Fugier was like, you know what, I really like Nuwamba Flamingo stuff, he kept raving to me about how much he loved Nuwamba Flamingo. And I've been waiting for a long time to tell you this, Brian Fugier. I've been waiting for a very long time to tell you this, sir. I am not Nuwamba Flamingo. And the fact that you were sitting there bragging about how cool Nuwamba Flamingo was to me made me feel very, very sad. And yeah,
you know what, Frankie?
I
don't mean to interrupt, but you know what? On my end, when you were the reason I said that was a good story is because it skipped, and I didn't actually hear it. Like it cut out a little bit, so I don't know if other people were able to hear the second part of the story. Brian, were you able to hear him?
It cut out for just a split second, and
I got
the gist of it after you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted I wanted Brian Fugere to know that you know, Nuambo Flamingo will be returning very soon to rape him anally with the depends on.
Wait, with will he be doing it on the webcam so that anyone who goes to I already forgot what where are you on? You're on Yahoo webcam.
Yahoo, I am Brian the Zygote 2008.
Okay, so you actually at this moment. Okay, suppose there was someone out there, like really anxious. Suppose they were really anxious to see you, you know, modeling your Depends undergarments. Like, could they go on there right now?
Yeah, it looks like somebody just allowed me to. Okay, view this person. Oh, I know who this is.
So you've actually got an audience going on there. While you talk on this show, are you actually doing something entertaining to make it worth their while?
No, but I will be. I'm sitting here holding a phone up to my head.
You better start tweaking your nipples like a good boy.
Yeah, something. You really, there's a lot of competition with webcam, and you really have to do something, you know, like two girls in a cup or something. You have to, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you really got to, like... Yeah, you really got to raise the bar. You know, you can't just sit there with the hamster this time.
Right. Well,
give me back my hamster, Brian. Brian. I want my hamster back. Okay?
You know,
I'm not playing.
I think Brian should explain exactly what a lot of, you know, there are all these references to the hamster, and you have no idea how many people have said, what the hell's up with this hamster? Where did this hamster come in? And, you know, it's sort of like I want to explain what Brian did that night, but I don't because I feel, you know, but it was actually during a reading. I mean, Brian, do you want to explain since, you know, maybe you should explain exactly what you did that night to acquire said hamster.
Uh-oh.
Well, it had nothing to do with Richard Gere, actually, but we were at a poetry reading, and it was this really cool venue, you know, rock and roll kind of type
center
place.
Center for Rock Research, yeah.
Yeah, and every table had, like, a candle on it and some sort of weird little, like, toy or animal, and our table just happened to have this little robot hamster. You touch its back, which I didn't know, you touch its back, and it starts screeching and giggling and going all of crazy all over the table, and... there was some girl sitting there
yes.
on the stage with her laptop and her holding her laptop reading some serious dramatic poetry, and she was all emotional. And I'm sitting there giggling
right.
my drunk ass off like a crazy person because this thing, I was just shocked, you know. And I guess apparently the girl got mad at me from what I heard. Other people told me got mad at me because I was sitting there giggling. She thought I was laughing at her and it had nothing to do with her poetry. I mean, it was just, you know, why? Why would you put something like that on a table at a poetry reading? You know, no one is going to be dumb drunk people there like me and allow them to touch them and caress them. So I fell in love with the thing because I've never laughed that hard in my life, I don't think. I was crying. I was laughing hard. So I just, I filched it, put it in my pocket, took it home, and,
wait,
you know,
wait.
I lost my wallet.
Wait a minute. Back up, Brian. The part that you failed to mention is it's accurate that she was up there reading poignant emotional poems. But what you're leaving out of this, is the motorized hamster somehow made its way across the table, squealing, and flew onto the floor and rolled around while she was up there reading, which made everyone in the, you know. So then we were all trying not to laugh, and I mean that's what created the problem. And yeah, she had no idea what was going on, of course, and it had nothing to do with her. Out of respect to her, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it just was one of those things. But yeah, so this thing actually started wheeling around the place while this was going on, and yeah. So that's yet another reason why it's very appropriate for us to rip on you tonight, you know. You know, we have a list of reasons, really. I mean, we could actually sit here. We could be here till 6 in the morning talking about reasons that we could rip on you.
Yes. And you know what, Lynn, I think this is a good way to get the thing started. I actually have a couple of questions for Mr. Brian Fugit, if that would be all right.
I think you should ask him the toughest things you can think of.
I've got the toughest one, and you know, Brian, I know you're a huge comic book fan like myself,
right?
And you know, I also know that you like people in costume, and my question is, sir, is when was it exactly that you first realized that you were into plushy sex? I was curious
about
that.
Good question.
Wow, that's a tough one. I'd say Halloween 1996 is when
Ooh.
I, you know, first discovered I was into that. Yeah, I was in college, you know, those experimental days or whatever. And, you know, just being anonymous and all that, you know, and, you know, rubbing up and down with the costume on with, you know, against someone else in a costume, you know.
Gyrating?
Yeah, you gyrate. Yeah, you get big pile going, you know. And there was even an episode of CSI all about this where somebody got killed at a plushie sex.
Well, the reason I asked that was you were exactly how old were you in 1996, sir?
Let's see. Gosh, I was born in 72, so 92 I was 20. I was about 24.
Math isn't our strong suit on this show.
Right. Well, the reason I asked about your age was I was around 13 at the time, actually, and there was an incident at my high school, which is in the Ohio area, involving a plushie, and he had a very peculiar laugh, and I didn't realize whose laugh it was until I met you, Brian Fugey, in Toledo, Ohio, and I know that was you that was dressed up like Barney. I know that was you, man.
Like hey. Barney.
I know that was you. Wrong. I was not dressed up like Barney. I was dressed up like... Oh, no. It wasn't Barney, not me. Uh-uh. I don't do Barney. I was a Bigfoot Sasquatch.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I've seen your Barney costume.
I have seen it.
You know what? I think we should have a buzzer here. If I thought ahead, we would have a buzzer here. And every time he misleads the public, you know, our huge listening audience out there, every time he deceives, you know, because people trust us for journalistic integrity. And I think every time he deceives you out there, we should have a buzzer or some kind of noise, you know, that'll kind of zap him back to, you know, the reality that we prefer, you know.
I know it was him because he kept asking me for hugs, and I kept telling this guy, look, I'm not hugging you, man, okay? But the dude kept rubbing up against me in his Barney suit and cackling like a jackal.
Was he violating your personal space?
Yes, he was. I'm very disturbed by that, Brian Fugey. Very disturbed.
Do you think... He should have to reimburse you for counseling and other expenses as a result of the trauma of being essentially you were molested by Barney, is what you're saying.
Yes.
And I think there's liability there. I do.
Yep. I believe you have violated Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which clearly states that you are not you're not supposed to sexually harass little boys. That's what that says. And yeah, you violated that so bad. I am just completely appalled by you, Brian Fugey. I really am.
Do you wear Depends undergarments inside the costumes? That's what I'd like to know. Like, I'm interested in the logistics because I know that dressing up in these costumes, you know, it's complicated. Do you find it more convenient to sort of take the, you know, the crazy astronaut woman approach, you know, and just put them on for convenience purposes? Under the costumes?
You talking to me?
Yeah. You, Brian.
I haven't started wearing Depends until, you know, just recently here.
That's what you say. I don't know where Tim is, but you know what? After all the grief that dumbass caused us this evening with the scheduling, I'm hoping that he calls in so we can chew him out a little bit as well. We have like an unknown call, so I can't say your area code, so
I just
picked up a caller, and I have no idea who you are. That's one of the things about these things. If you have a blocked number, we don't know who you are. So, you know,
that's,
Hey, me.
I was saved and I didn't do so good, you know, I was living a victorious life, and then I got the Holy Ghost and it was real good there for just a while, but you know,
Hello?
That soon wore off and the goosebumps weren't there anymore, and
Hello?
I got back down in the old mulligan again. If you did, that's
Hello?
Not God's fault. It's yours for not realizing that the Holy Spirit
Come
is
on here.
And
it smells like Indiana in here.
And he that is in you, when you and I receive the Holy Spirit, after
yeah.
we've been born,
I met Brian.
There is some power that comes through.
I met Brian
eyes.
On Craigslist.
Where we can go and witness to people. There is power that comes through.
Well, do you have a testimonial? Like, did you hire him for some sort of like an odd job or something?
I'm on the back of the church right now. I'm gonna try to step outside.
Did you know that? There is
Oh no, I'm trying to catch the good word here, brother. I don't know. I'm trying to catch the good word.
Friday night service. Let me step outside.
You'll have to step out of the tent. Maybe move on over toward the the barbecue.
Don't, please yeah, don't go near the punch bowl. Don't go near
please
the punch
don't
bowl.
Me.
Okay.
You know what? Is it social? Is it like the social night there?
I met Brian Fouget on Craigslist. I was trolling for fellas. I met Brian. I didn't know where I was at. I drove 8 hours to Ohio one night. He said he's going to be home alone. I couldn't find his house. Only thing he said, a porch light's going to be on and there's going to be a pineapple flag flying outside. I found out where he lived. You fucking suck that drumstick.
What?
Ooh, whoa. Whoa.
Lick that bar
What did he do with the drumstick?
Yeah.
He's going to lick a barbell.
Are you
right
insinuating a fellatio scenario with musical instruments? I just want to be correct
like,
in our...
Like, no, ma'am. I like exercising with men.
Okay.
Shake weight that fucking barbell. Shake weight.
What do you wear when you exercise with men?
I wear
like, do you wear, like, hot
margarine.
Pants? What do you wear?
I wear margarine.
You wear margarine. You know what?
That's all I wear.
Margarine, really? Use butter, you know?
No, that's...
I hear that
margarine.
you can work up a really great sweat if you lick barbells and wear plush outfits. I hear that's what Brian Fouget likes to do in his spare time.
Turn that into a fucking shake weight right on that camera.
Can I ask you a question, sir, about Brian Fouget? Do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah, go
ahead.
Can
you tell me exactly how much did his drumstick weigh?
I think it's about 25 pounds, it looks like. Looks like about 25 pounds.
Brian Fouget is carrying a 25-pound drumstick. Jesus Christ.
You wouldn't know it by those cargo trousers either that he wears.
the old Navy erection shorts, yes.
Yeah, those tent pictures.
Yeah.
I have one more question, actually. I have one more question for the gentleman that just joined us. I just want to know if Mr. Brian Fouget is a gummer or not.
Well, what he does, he puts... What was that?
Margarine?
No, what he does, he takes them dentures out, and he puts them in a... He puts them in a glass of Mountain Dew, and he puts them back in.
You get that sizzle effect around your pubic region from the Mountain Dew.
Well, I don't have a pubic region.
And caffeine.
I had that removed.
What do you mean you had it removed? Like surgically removed?
No, it was a Brazilian wax.
The
hair. You have the region. You just have no population. Okay.
Right. Show those fucking muscles.
But you
right
can
now.
Definitely
flex.
See the forest for the trees.
You flex your fucking muscles right now.
You know what? You know what, Mr. Murray,
sure
I think that you need a webcam, because this is the thing, is that, you know, you're all talk. I'd like to see you lick a barbell. I'd like to see you lick a drumstick, because you know what? I'm calling your bluff, man. I don't think you do exercise with men covered in margarine. I don't think you do. I'd like to see it.
I believe you just want to see me naked, Lynn Alexander, and I don't appreciate that on the Brian Fougere Roast Show.
How do you know? I think I'm calling your bluff. Brian, don't you think that he owes you that much for your birthday? Don't you think?
Yeah, that would
I think
be nice.
He needs to step up.
Brian?
Maybe a nice singlet. He could wear a nice singlet, maybe.
Brian, could I ask you a question? Instead
sure.
of this webcam, would you mind if I sent you some Polaroids in the snail mail?
That's old school. Yep. No problem, man. No problem.
As long as it's
you know
not
what?
A picture of an actual snail.
Oh,
it'd be a
by
sea
the way,
dragon.
I'm picking up 701, so I don't want 701 hanging out there, you know, missing all of the discussion
oh.
here. So if
right,
you're 701,
you have a nice
I don't know.
Night.
No, I'm gonna. Why can't you?
Bye.
I think you should stick around. Stick around. On the. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
explosive power. Anybody in here ever wish that you had some self-energizing explosive power within you? Well, listen.
Brian Fougere has got that self-exploding power within him. It's called.
Yeah, he.
701, you're on the air with Red Fez Radio.
No, it's not. Do you see how his blatant and inappropriate attempts to usurp are
sabotage.
Yeah,
what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. See that?
He's putting on a Depends now. I'm actually on the IM here.
Oh yeah.
Hold on a minute. I got to go get some tissue.
I hope 701's still hanging in there, bearing with us, because this is
well, let
this
him
is,
on. Let, put him on.
We're
put
deteriorating.
Do you want me to coach you through your fucking show?
No, I want them to say something. Make yourself
known.
Come on,
Frank Reardon, say something. Stop hanging out in the background, Frank Reardon, and say something.
He does this to me all the time.
What does he do to you all the time?
Oh, he calls up my show when he sits there hogging
Hi,
my
Frank.
Phone.
Hi, Frank
hey,
Reardon. How
you
are
know,
you, brother?
I was just playing the, does anybody remember the scene from Police Academy when they go into the gay bar and they play that, like, crazy tango music?
Yeah,
no,
that was the music.
That was
the
music
from
Ryan Fougere. Yeah. I can't really hear him because it seems to be that he's teabagging the entire Bengals defense right now when he talks. I mean, I wanted to call in and ask him if Andy Dalton had a fire bush or not, but I guess he's too busy teabagging, you know, the defensive line.
And
so,
wearing his
Red Fez. Of course, he's totally wearing his green Aquaman Speedos right now, and trying to swim through the air.
That's not true. I got the pin.
Where's Brian? Is that Brian?
Yeah, that's me. Hello.
Oh.
C-3PO, human cyborg relations.
You know what, Frank, can we ask you a question? Are you now, and you don't have to admit to this because I don't know if I would, are you actually watching Brian on his webcam right now putting on Depends undergarments the way Tim is kind of fixated on watching?
Yeah,
like,
I'm totally voyeur.
I have
no
desire to look at Brian on the radio.
So you're not watching
him
live, right? So he can't like blow you kisses or anything right now, because you know he would if he could. He would if he
he's
could.
He's blowing me kisses right now. I can tell you that.
Frank, which if you could pick which village people character he would be. I mean, don't you think he's totally the cop?
Who's the cop?
I thought he said Police Academy.
That's the tune I was playing from Police Academy when they're all in the bar. when Brian was wearing margarine.
Where'd he go?
Who, Brian?
You know, I can only see his room now with all this stuff around.
Brian, come back to the camera, and we know that you are wearing your
Aquaman. I have my Depends undergarments on right now.
Only thing
okay.
he's wearing is Depends
for the
first, T-shirt.
For the first time ever, and I'm sitting down. I'm being exposed right now. Here's butt shot.
No.
I'm going to attempt to piss and poop myself tonight.
Now, Brian,
and
I want you to bend over and poop your pants. I want you to bend over and poop.
Hard to do on command.
You pooping over
on command.
How come everybody turns southern?
Poop right in on it, smear it all over the camera. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
It's because we miss Kowalski. That's why. We all develop, like, a vicarious drawl when we, you know, because,
Where is the hammer at?
We have hammer envy.
We
have hammer envy.
Yeah, the hammer should definitely be in on this one right now.
You know what? He was going to try. He was going to try. But, you know, that's his way, though. You know? That's his way.
They're never going to
be
better.
Yeah.
This show's about
the hammer.
It's not about the hammer.
It's not about the hammer, but, yeah, it's definitely
about
the cat hammer.
Yes.
Let's
ask some questions about Fugé's hammer. I think we should ask questions about Fugé's hammer and get to the bottom of this.
Do you think he should be stripped of his title, his hammer title?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think
hammer.
Maybe become like a Phillips screwdriver or something.
I think Brian Fugé actually doesn't have a hammer. I think he actually has just a Judge Judy gavel.
I don't know about that. I've seen the man in a pair of Depends.
No.
I feel better than I ever have. Oh, boy.
I think we lost Frank. I'm not sure. I don't know what.
No, I'm
on.
Here.
You're there, Frank?
Still here.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
fortunate if you lost Frank.
It's sort of, you know, that's sort of what happens. I mean, you know, I don't know. People kind of pop in and out. But, you know, we also, just to throw this out there, one of the things we've also been doing is raising money with our wonderful raffle prizes. I don't know if anybody got a chance to look through our assortment of things that you can win in our raffle. But we have some very cool items, some donated
yes.
by some of you guys out there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
We were actually going to announce the winners, but I thought we'd be kind of too busy tonight. And plus, people need a little more time, throw some cash in. So, yeah, I think we'll
yes.
extend that a little bit. What do you think?
Yes.
You cool with that, Brian?
Yes.
What's that? Well, I was paying attention. I was drawing a stone.
You know, we can't goddamn roast you if you're too busy
yeah.
doing something else. You know, I mean, yeah. take
I'll
your riddle
you
in, man.
I'll tell you this one, Alexander. What he's doing is providing some eye candy for this webcam right now. So you just quiet down about what he's doing.
Well, but I don't have it on because, you know, I don't have it on, so I'm relying on your descriptives here because I don't have them on
this.
Here.
Let's just say this. If you're heavenly, you know, if you're looking for some type of description of what I'm seeing right now, it's like a glimpse. It's like a glimpse to the other side of the veil, if you know what I'm saying. The veil has been lifted, and this is paradise.
Okay. What is he actually dancing? What is he doing?
Well, he's wearing a T-shirt and a pair of Depends, and that's all he's got on.
Is he wearing socks?
I can't see his feet. He's got a ball cap on, too. Yeah, he's got socks on. He's got them on.
Is he wearing his baseball cap, probably?
Yeah, that stupid-ass baseball cap he always wears.
Does anyone hear squealing?
Burning around.
Sounds like chimpanzees.
That was squeal like a pig from Deliverance.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So where's the roasting of Brian? I don't really don't care that he's in Depends.
No.
I don't care that the kid's in freaking Depends. Where's the roast? Who's going to joke him?
Go ahead, Reardon.
I have already, like six times.
I know.
You just got to ask the hard-hitting questions on Brian Fugere. He's supposed to be able to respond to his roasts, by the way. Isn't that roasting rules?
Yeah. Well, it is.
I'm right here.
And like I said, I'm not being the Lisa Lampanelli of this situation. I'm just throwing that out there.
I guess he's totally just too busy in his tight disco Bengals pants with the
red
things on the side, the leopard prints.
Were you able to hear what he did with the hamster? Did you think that was I don't know if you got to hear that part where he described how during the reading this poor girl was up there and she's, you know, I believe she was reading about, you know, like abuse and stuff, and he
really
sent
terrible
this
poetry.
Robotic electric squealing hamster went flying off the table onto the floor and started scuttling around the room, and we could think of a million things, you know, that Brian has done. I mean, that's not certainly that's not all. I mean, Brian is responsible for people losing their cars. Brian is responsible for us being in trouble in all kinds of locations. I mean, you know, he's are you even there, Brian? Are you?
I'm right here.
Oh.
I'm listening.
Because I know
probably
you got kind
favorite.
Of, I know you have to kind of work it for Tim over there. You know,
I'm
I know
sorry,
you're.
But, you know, Lynn Alexander, I'm sorry that I'm being, you know, sort of distracted by him on this camera here. But
I get it.
One of the things, the best Fugere ruse that I enjoy the most, and I've seen him pull many times on many different people, is the "Oh, I lost my wallet" trip.
Uh-huh.
You know, all about the time it comes to pay for hotel rooms and supper and your drinks and gas back home. Oh, I lost my wallet. Oh, it's gone again. Oh, where could my wallet be? I've seen him take advantage of some very good people in the small press. Lastly, it was Steve Goldberg.
Oh, I lost my wallet. It's missing. Oh, give me gas money. Buy me breakfast. Pay for my fucking hotel.
That is probably the...
And then he mysteriously gets it back again after the fact. Do you notice how he seems to end up with his wallet back again? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I noticed that.
Never,
it just mysteriously, mysteriously reappears, you know.
But oh, boy,
it's
still time.
Oh.
You know?
My crotch is really starting to sweat in this little undergarment, man.
Why do you even have Depends undergarments?
Well, I don't like the fact that he changes the subject instead of facing his roast. I mean, that's something that I brought up on national radio.
Yeah, and he's incontinent, so that's the reason. He's got no choice. He also finds it a matter of convenience because he's a furry fan. Do you know what furries are? Furries and plushies, Frank?
Yeah, furriedom.
No.
Well,
are they
you
like
see,
Care
there's
Bears?
There's this subculture of people, and basically they're people that are both attracted to and wish to attract people that like to dress up in costumes, very often to resemble animals like woodland creatures and stuff, and you know, like they'll dress up as bears, raccoons, and they, you know, and so because he's always dressing up in these costumes, he finds it a convenience to wear Depends under the costume, you know. So that's the reason that he sort of got into it. Isn't that right, Brian?
No. It's
like a fetish. The first time I ever met Brian actually was whenever Snowetry was, the record-breaking world's longest reading out in Ohio. And he actually got up to, I think that you went up to read Marsupial, if I'm not mistaken. And I think no matter what we did or what we, you know, which is actually by Paul. And I believe we couldn't get through it without cracking up, I think, is what happened. Do you remember that, Brian?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. The marsupial thing, it's like every time I would say this word marsupial, everyone would start laughing, and I couldn't understand it. You know, they're like so drunk at that point, I think. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Paul Coleman Roberts poetry. It's very hard to read when you're, like, intoxicated. He uses big words and stuff. And yeah, he does.
You know what? We should kind of roast his ass, too, don't you think? Don't you think that he kind of has it coming? I mean, honestly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, and he uses big words, and he thinks he's, like, hot shit because he memorizes, so he gets up there like, I don't even have to read my stuff. You know what I mean? You know, thinks he's the man. He gets up there like, I'm so cool, I don't even need to, you know, hold paper. You know, I could just kind of, like, you know, recite the muse or whatever, and, you know yeah, he totally has it coming. He really does. He really does. He actually did marsupial the other night. And he kind of gave you a little bit of a shout out for it. So I'm a little bit, I don't know what happened to Frankie Metro. I think that somewhere along the line we lost him. Maybe he didn't recharge his phone. I'm not sure. But I think we have the other Frank still here, I hope, right?
Yeah, I'm still here just listening to you guys talk. Don't know the stories. I'm afraid to meet Brian because he said he wanted to give me a back rub. So, I don't really want to hang out with him that much. He sent me a picture of him just standing there in his jeans, and I didn't want to, you know, I felt kind of nervous coming to Toledo, so I passed on that one.
Wait, what do you mean he sent a picture of him in jeans?
A picture of an email of him just standing there in some tight jeans with no shirt on. And he's like, you get this and all that much more if I come to Toledo. So, I don't know. He looked like he's been working out. He's a bit too much for me. And he kind of, like, put some Fabio hair on his head in the picture, but I wasn't having any of that, you know. So
yeah.
I left that to be Frankie Metro and Tim Murray.
You were a little – were you a little bit, like, intimidated by his physique? Because he works out, because Brian and I have actually compared muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little intimidated. I didn't even know if he was stuffing a sock. I couldn't tell. He was looking a little bit like Vince Neil from Motley Crue, so –
just like,
you know,
the Spinal Tap thing, you know, where with the cucumber.
Yeah, and that tough guy teacup he's got on his arm. Can't go messing with a teacup. You know, nothing like a teacup. You take you for that teacup ride. I'm kind of all set with that. He's too much.
Yeah,
too much man for me. Too much poet for
teacup,
me, man.
Damn it. That's a
comic.
God damn it. This must be a roast. You guys are flattering me. This shit's flattering. Come on. The true, like, heavy artillery here, man. This shit's flattering, you know. I didn't come here to be flattered. I came here to be reamed a new asshole.
Well, he did string me out like heroin on that fantasy football Dungeons and Dragons crap. Like, I was like, what the fuck, dude? So, like, I'm not a fourth-level wizard. But then I woke up in the morning and felt like a fourth-level wizard. I don't know. Ryan, you're out there. You're all right.
I think he still plays it, because I believe that when you watch him on his webcam, you could see the little, like, you know, the dice and stuff, the little, I think he still has them on his table. I'm pretty sure he still plays it. I think he probably plays Marvel,
dice.
Too.
Play what?
Brian, do you in fact play role-playing games?
No, but I do play Star Wars figures.
You play with them now?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you own do you have, like, the Millennium Falcon, and, I mean, like, what do you, like, what do you play with, like, in the bathtub, like, what?
I'm a big man. I'll take showers.
You take showers with men? What are?
No, I take showers. I don't take baths. You're asking me if I play with my Millennium Falcon in the bathtub? No, I play with it in the shower. Damn it.
Do you play with them in the shower?
Yeah.
Do you hang your underoos and different Spider-Man underoos and stuff? Like, do you hang them in the shower to dry, like your tights and stuff?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't make underoos my size for, you know.
Oh, they do. Oh, they do.
Well, then you better send me a package then. Care package.
They do. Yeah, they do in Asia. See, you have to kind of go. You have to investigate a little bit, Brian. You know, I'm really kind of tired, honestly. I mean, I'm your friend and all, but I'm kind of tired of hooking you up with your weird fetish resources. You know, you got to seek out this information. You know, you do. especially if you're gonna, you know, go to these furry conventions and hook up, you know. You really do. Are you still on your the cam?
Oh yeah, I'm just pacing around the room on the phone. Yeah, in my I noticed
that Tim has dropped off, and I don't know if that's because we were boring him. I don't know if that's because he's preparing for his own show, which actually will be on in 15 minutes. So I imagine he's probably like in his house, sitting in like a leather chair, you know, kind of I don't know, thinking of
a pipe.
Yeah, kind of, you know, wearing like a vest or something now. I think he's getting into, you know, intellectual, I'm going to ask, you know, important questions on my show kind of mode.
Important questions,
you know.
He's reading about Jason Harding and his painting career. Jason's actually he's really good. Have you guys seen some of his paintings?
He owns one.
Frank
owns one of his paintings, don't you?
Yeah, I got one for Christmas. He's not doing that show tonight. That's like the 27th or some shit.
Oh, see, you know what? Do you notice that the information around these shows is just getting, it's a little bit hard to follow.
It's confusing. I can't
because I thought that's
on,
what
man.
He was doing tonight.
He's way too busy smoking his pipe and reading Tale of Two Cities to his stuffed animals to even get down, you know,
yeah.
stroking his chin when he has to, think of something important from the book, looking up at the sky at the same time.
What do you think we could do to get Metro back on? What do you think we could do to get Frankie Metro back on?
Because we're not funny enough?
No, I don't mean that. I mean that I'm trying to... I actually just picked him up, I think. Are you out there, Frank?
I got a joke. I got a quick joke here. I got a quick joke for Mr. Brian Fugier. That's a good one. I've been saving this one for Mr. Brian Fugier. So, what did Brian Fugier first get when he was a kid for Christmas?
What?
An erection set.
Wow.
I got more. Hold on. I got more.
I thought you were
going to
talk about your marijuana.
What? This is supposed to be a roast, and you guys are still, you're flattering me. Come on.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know what? I don't bring up the fact that you don't do drugs because I don't do them either. And then, you know what I mean? So we were, you know, it's like the two of us sitting there, you know, being nerds while everybody else, you know, has fun.
I got one for a married Brian Fugier here, okay? What's the difference between Brian Fugier buying a lottery ticket and Brian Fugier fighting with his wife?
What?
When Brian Fugier has a chance at winning the lottery. Oh! Ta-da!
At least you didn't say, you know, that, well, I was going to say, that, I mean, I know Allison didn't cost a dollar. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, what's the difference between a band leader, a gynecologist, and Brian Fugier?
What?
A band leader fucks his singers, gynecologist sucks his fingers, and Brian Fugier just sucks. I could go on all night. I'm here all night. Yes, I'm here all night.
I'll be here all night, too. I'll be here on webcam all night, editing Zygote, my coffee, and shitting myself, and...
So when the show's over in 10 minutes, you're just going to stay on your webcam, and we can just watch you typing in underwear?
I might listen into the Red Fez radio show and call in there, too.
Were you wearing an eye patch while you were sitting there?
An eye patch? I don't have an eye patch available. I'm looking around, but...
you got the pens. You got to have an eye patch.
Brian, what's the difference between ooh and ah? And you should know this. No, it's about 3 inches. About 3 inches that you don't have. Oh,
that was a racist joke, wasn't it? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You just
I got
because I'm Caucasian that my name is. Hey, it doesn't matter how long it is or how big it is, it's how you work it, man. Now,
Brian, you know what?
40-year-old white
boy. Brian, you know what the square root of 69 is?
What?
Did you eat something? Oh, hey. Brian, what's the difference between Oh, I already read that one. I can't read that one to you. Damn it. Okay, how can you tell the difference between a sumo wrestler and a feminist, Brian Fugier?
Yeah?
Yeah? No, or come on. You gotta ask. You gotta say.
Guess.
How do you tell? You gotta guess.
I don't know how.
How can you tell the difference between a sumo wrestler and a feminist, Brian Fugier? Because a Brian Fugier sumo wrestler shaves his legs. Oh!
You know, it's nice of Paul to sort of stroll in, you know, after, you know, hanging out with the hipsters, probably at, like, the Beta Lounge somewhere, you know.
Oh, man, come on, man.
Yeah, probably reading stuff without, you know, were you just reading or you're just strolling? What are you doing?
I did the reading and then I just rolled in the door after the reading. I suck.
You do. That's why we think that we should get you next because, you know, we actually established the fact that there is quite a lot that we could say about you also and that you're also
pretty deserving.
I can't deny that.
There's a lot to be said about me in really derogative and really compromising sort of ways that could cost me my dignity in all sorts of in sophisticated, painful ways.
We also kind of decided you're a bit of a douchebag that you kind of get up there on stage and you know you don't have to like read anything, you just sort of perform without you think who the hell you are, I think a little bit.
If it's any comfort, I read like a bitch off the page tonight. There was nothing memorized happening at the oh so cool bookstore tonight.
Where are you at, Pegasus?
Yeah, well, of course. We were Pegasus.
Okay. Well, yeah. So you read like a bitch because you had Brian on your mind.
I did. Well, no, because
now
I'm really bad because it's his birthday. It's Brian's birthday, and it's really about him. And I was like, I had this reading, and I didn't know he was. You know, I was Brian. Happy birthday, man.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I hate this, everybody.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm giving up for my man tonight.
Now, if you cry like a bitch, you'll really be honoring Brian.
yeah. That was earlier today.
And if you lose your wallet conveniently, then you'd really be honoring Brian's birthday.
I know, and I'd be shit out of luck because everybody gave up their money for Brian when he lost his wallet.
Right. You know what, Paul, just because you're kind of with his hands out.
Oh, my God, here's a Bengals fan begging with his hands out. We got to support the Bengals fan again.
He's performing in Depends undergarments tonight as we speak on live cam. So, you know, you might want to check that out.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm missing the indignity of it all. It's a beautiful thing, but it's good. Because I know, Brian, I know you've got what it takes to match up to No Pants Man.
It's true. I'm on live, on webcam, if anybody wants to watch. I'm going to be on all night tonight and wearing Depends undergarments while I...
Wearing the Depends. Well, given the amount of vodka you drink in any given night, I would imagine those would be a necessity.
I actually know it. I just took a pee, and you know what? Out of instinct, I just went straight to the toilet and pulled down my Depends. You know, that's kind of ironic because I'm wearing Depends like I pissed myself. You know, that's out of habit. Next time I'll
just
pee myself.
This is why you, sir, you are the master. You are the master. I am the student. I am but a molecule learning in the galaxy of your wisdom.
Wisdom. Just be like,
I don't know.
I might be like the most immature 40-year-old man in the world. That's about it.
Diapers, brown sloshings. I mean, we're just a few steps away from being Karen Finley here at Zygote and Red Fez. I cannot believe. I cannot even begin to tell you the look my wife just gave me when I said that.
And
my daughter gave me. I was like, how bad is it that my daughter knows who Karen Finley is and what she does? And so, like, yes, honey, you see that man with the shit smeared all over his head? Yes, that's my publisher.
Awesome.
Oh. Ouch.
Brian. Brian, you have a lot to be ashamed of.
I could not have missed this for the world.
Well, you know what? We actually only have a couple more minutes, and if we don't, you know, we have to sort of wrap it up so that we can send everyone to Tim's show, because he's immediately following us. And I believe that that's what we're going to be doing in the future. I think that, that will be a permanent change, that his Saturday show will be switching to Friday night so that he will he'll be following us, you know, because he's, you know, he's a jerk, so, you know, we have to kind of accommodate him, you know. So, you know,
yeah,
because God forbid you don't accommodate Tim, because, it, you know, he'll go psycho on you. So, you know, we tread lightly when it comes to Tim, you know. We just sort of go, okay, Tim, it's cool, you know. So I imagine in a couple minutes, you know, what we could do, actually, Brian, is we could actually watch you watching, we could watch you listening to Tim. And then you could call into Tim, and then we could kind of – it could be like this interactive experience.
Yeah. I'll definitely call into Tim's show, and I'm going to keep my camera up so people need to, you know, you need to view in. It's Brian DeZygo 2008 on Yahoo. I am. You know, you got a Yahoo I am account, whatever. Yeah. I'll have it
all you furries, all you furries out there are going to want to, you know – stampede on over there and check that out. Well,
woo,
it's nice that you finally got on here, Paul. Well, happy birthday, Brian. You know, I know that we like it. It's a lot of fun to talk smack about you, and, you know, it definitely, you kind of deserve it. You know, you kind of have it coming. But, you know, I think there's a lot of love for you and all of that. I'll say the mushy stuff because, you know, I don't care. But, you know, there's a lot of respect for you, a lot of, you know, a lot of love for you out there. A lot of people, you know, happy birthday. You know, we're glad you're 40 because, hey, you're older than me. So, you know. You know, time for you to start thinking about maybe putting the underoos away, but...
I have. I have changed for undergarments. I'm wearing Michelle McDaniel's Depends undergarments right now as we speak.
Nice.
Yeah. Only one person watching right now. I suspect it's Frank Reardon, but under the...
It probably is because he's a perv
Well, the thing is, it's under his girlfriend's name, April Bratton. Isn't that his girlfriend? Frank, are you there?
I believe it is.
Is
yeah,
Frank
hung up because...
Is it you, Frank, or are you pretending
Frank,
to be your girlfriend?
Frank hung up. Frank hung up because he's watching.
You know what? I think, you know what it is? Frank wasn't able... Both Franks actually are gone because they weren't able to multitask, and they were so, like, engrossed in watching you on webcam that they couldn't, you know, they just couldn't stick with the vibe over here. They were like, yeah, we just, yeah... You know,
yeah,
they
you have to be able to multitask if you're going to be on Project U.
Yeah.
I'm expecting people to, you know, totally rip me a new asshole. And you know, the whole night
I'm shopping for shoes right now. So, no.
And then they leave. I see, you know, Brian, you notice I didn't leave. I came in late, but I didn't leave.
You didn't leave. Well, yeah, because you stuck around for 10 whole minutes. Thanks a lot. You know, yeah. Oh, mad props to you, Paul, you know. Oh, boy, you're really in it for the long haul. You know, you see what it is.
Reality check. That's right.
You see how he is? He comes on at the last couple minutes, and then he's like, yeah, I was here for the long haul, Brian. You know, listen to him. Well, that's
out,
like the 60-second warning. I think we should, before our 60 seconds are up, I think we should give Brian the last word here. How about that? And then we'll just shut up.
No, man, I was hoping to get my ass reamed tonight, and, you know, I feel honored that, you know, you guys even put the show together, that you were going to do a roast to me. I mean, you know, a roast, I think, you know, I find that a total honor that people are, you know, when you do that, it's somebody you like and respect, you know, and you
we
know,
do,
I
man.
And I can take it. That's the thing. I was hoping to really get my ass reamed, and I thought Carl was going to do it, too. He told me. I talked to him in an IM message, like, the other day, and he said, oh, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to, you know. And it never happened. Where are you, Carl?
Oh, please. He's drunk behind a Denny's somewhere.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, head over to Red Fez. All right. Good night.
What is the Red Fez subject tonight?
I have no idea. We're going to find out. No, you know what? I heard that that's wrong. So you know what? We'll just let's head over there and find out. Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.